thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Ephesians 4:22, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life. Does God expect us to work on growth and self-improvement? Yes, but just as examining yourself is futile, so is trying to change it if it keeps you self-focused and defeated. The Bible's path to change is to turn away from self and focus on Christ. Paul says, "We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord." That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. God isn't interested in improved flesh. In His eyes, improved flesh is still flesh. He's in the character transformation business, not the self-improvement business. All your self-improvement strategies can't transform your old self nature. Only God, by the Spirit, can make you more Christ-like. As you behold, that's look and study, as in a mirror, the Word of God, you become transformed into the same image, the image of God you're looking at, from glory to glory, grade to grade. It doesn't happen because of your grit, but because of His grace. So what will happen to my flesh, you ask? God's ultimate plan is to replace it and give you a new heavenly body. That's why Paul writes, "Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception." No altering, adjusting, and patching up allowed. You must throw it off. Like a lobster growing and shedding the confinement of its old shell, as you focus on and fellowship with Christ, you're released from the dominance of your old nature and grow into your new one. You're transformed from the inside out. From Vision's Word for Today, Shun Unhealthy Self-Focus, Part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.